On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to Bill Wennington here on the Lawrence Holmes Show. I'm Mark Grody, filling in for Lawrence today until 2 o'clock on The Score. Something that has been a common occurrence for Bulls against good teams this year is something that happened to them in the third quarter yesterday. The Bulls go on that 11-0 run, then a 17-3 run altogether. It's 68-60. The Bulls have closed the gap to 8. Then Giannis hits a couple baskets. Grayson Allen just hitting another three like he has been doing this entire series. And all of a sudden, it's an 11-0 run the other way for Milwaukee. How does that happen when the Bulls are in the midst of a run like that where they have all the momentum and then it just falls off the table?
Well, every team when you're down is going to make a run. And every team when you're up is going to falter and then come back. And what the Bulls have to do is they have to play consistent all the time. And I think the Bulls get marred into their isolation offense a little bit too much. Billy Donovan has said it. We don't get many easy baskets. I think in the first half, we had a bunch of fast break points and easy buckets, but then we stopped doing that in the second half. And when our offense gets successful, and when I say our offense, our isolation offense, when Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan start to make a lot of shots, we become very stagnant. And it's a great thing when they're making shots, but when they're not making shots, then we can't just stand still. We have to start having cuts. If you look at what every other team has done to the Bulls the last month of the season, and especially Milwaukee now in the playoffs, they're making that extra pass. When the Bulls do a great job, and they have done it many times, on blocking Giannis out from the basket, what's Giannis doing? He's finding the open man. Mm-hmm. And then that man will either have a wide open shot or moves the ball on almost like a hockey assist to the next guy, where the Bulls just can't rotate out. There is no way a team can run as fast as another team can pass the ball. And that is really what I think is a nice thing about what Milwaukee's doing right now. Forget about the talent on the team, the players. They're just playing basketball and moving the basketball quickly. They're not hesitating. They're finding the next open man, and they're making the right passes at the right time, and the guys are hitting shots for them. So that's hard to come by. And the Bulls have to figure out a way to, one, either stop Giannis, but still maintain that presence on perimeter shooters so they don't get those quick open shots. But to be honest with you, Milwaukee is just playing really well moving the basketball right now.
And they lead the series 3-1, game 5, Wednesday in Milwaukee. Chuck Swirsky and Bill Wennington will be on the call. When you're in a predicament like that, as the Bulls are, as Milwaukee is shown to be the better team so far in this series, they don't have to play tightly in this game. Is there a different mentality we got nothing to lose mentality for the Bulls at this point?
Well, Mark, that's exactly it. But you have to go into every game knowing or at least thinking you got a chance to win. And the Bulls do. They have a chance to win. They won game 2. They have a chance to win. But they're going to have to play well, and they got nothing to lose. I don't think at this point anyone expects the Bulls to win the series. But every game you win is the experience that you need to grow for next season and the following seasons. So you have to go out there and play hard. And that's all anyone could ask for right now, is that the Bulls go out there and compete. And hopefully they can compete for 48 minutes. And if they can't compete for 48, I hope it's 35. And you just hope they don't compete for 20 and it's over. But you got to have that mindset to go out there and play. Otherwise, we don't play the games. We just, at the start of the season, we look at the numbers, analytics takes over, and we crown our champion.
They surprised us once. Maybe they'll do it again, Bill. Thank you so much. Great stuff, man.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot, brother. And, you know, don't worry. Be happy.
And stop messing with our producer, by the way. He thought he got your voicemail.
I know.
Bye, Bill.
All right. Take care, Mark.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.